Tevos Elul.
The class here.
Which class?
Right here. Halakha.
Halakha, yeah.
Elul.
And the last three here's letters one. of Ani Vido Divi Divi is Yud, 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 Shalom. Yud, 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 Yud. Ani Vido Divi Divi is Yud, 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 which is 40. It's a 40 day between Rosh Hashanah. Between Chodesh Elul and Yom Kippur. That's what we learned yesterday. Okay. Also, we learned that Avel. We say also that someone who's a
mourner.
No, we took it. We learned yesterday also that there's a minute to finish the whole Tehillim until before Rosh Hashanah.
From now until Rosh Hashanah,
yeah.
To do one
even
time.
Even someone who doesn't do it, at least once you should do it. Every day a little bit. Sometimes and we also learned that we blow the shofar from tomorrow.
Tomorrow we start saying the Tehillim today.
And tomorrow we start saying the Tehillim. From Aleph Elul tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But tonight some people start saying the
Tehillim. It's like 150, so you could say three a day and finish it.
Yeah. And also, yeah, and also we said if someone doesn't have a minion for Slichas, he could say the Slichas, but he can't say that you'd give him Midas of Rachamim. Also, we learned that if the Slicha begins with Hashem's name, you just start it like that. But if it doesn't begin with Hashem's name, you start with Elokeinu, Elokei Avraham. It says in the Slichas. We said that Sfardi starts saying Slichas from Thursday morning, and we start, Ashkenazim starts saying Slichas from the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, unless Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or a Tuesday. Begin on a Monday or Tuesday, then we start saying from the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, beforehand, the week beforehand. So, also we said that if we daven slichos in the morning, night still, when it's still night, so we don't put on talis tefillin, of course. But the chazan does put on talis. Now there's a problem, there's a topic, if you can make a bracha or not. You can't really, but maybe you should. Therefore, the best thing we said, he says in the Mishnah Berurah that you should borrow a talis from his friend, and then he can't make a bracha anyways, because you don't make a bracha on a borrowed talis. By the way, if someone doesn't have a talis, he's borrowing a talis from a friend, he tells his friend to give it to him in the laws of a matana, of a gift, and then it's yours. And if you can make a bracha on it, then you give it back to him. If you take from the shul, you do make a bracha on it. Therefore, you don't take from the shul when you do slichos if you're a chazan, you take from a friend of yours if you're the chazan, and then you don't have to make a bracha.
What do you mean doing slichos at night? What do you mean?
Night, before it's daytime.
Oh, I mean after Chatzot?
From after Chatzot until the morning.
After Chatzot, you can start to do slichos.
Yeah, we'll see soon about that. Yeah. Someone who's a mourner, right? It says in the Ramah over here. If he's in the 7 days of sitting Shiva, he shouldn't go to Shul to hear Slichas. Only on Erev Rosh Hashanah you should go for Ashkenazim. Why? Because in Erev Rosh Hashanah there's a lot of Slichas, then he'll let it go. But Stam, when there's short Slichas, you shouldn't go to Shul. Stay at home. If you can organize a minion in his house, say, good. Okay. No. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Oved Tosh, you'd be Chodesh al Oved Vanimoy. If there's an Avel, not in the 7 days of Avelos, in the year of the parents, or in the month, and any other relative, his wife, or Chas Shalom, children, or brothers, Asur la'avor lipnei ateva b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. He's not allowed to be the chazan for Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. But on Slichas, he's allowed to be. But it's known that if someone is a chazan kavua, so then even if he's an other in the year, the parents, he's allowed to be shliach tzibur. Okay.
Now, that's after the funeral, but what about before?
Before funeral?
Right.
He doesn't say he doesn't have a daven. I met someone, a neighbor of mine. His sister died in America, and not in where there's a Jewish community, a very small Jewish community. And buried her only about 5 days after she died. And he paid already on the phone for everything. He was the only relative, he doesn't have any children. He paid the Chevat Kadisha and the government, all the stuff, everything. And And then the rabbi told him you can start sitting Shiva. So when he got up for sitting Shiva, it was 2 days after she was buried. He started sitting Shiva.
We only had to sit 2 days?
No, he sat 7 days, but he started sitting before she was buried even.
He did start?
Yeah. Because the only reason why they don't start sitting Shiva and everything, because you're busy with the mace. Why are you putting up in the mitzvahs? You're busy from... But he's in El Zisrael, and he did everything over the phone. He can't do anything anyways. So he could start sitting Shiva even before the funeral, before anything.
Before she's in the ground.
Yeah, you can even get up before she's in the ground. There's a guy here in Australia who went to England two months ago. He went to England and he was collecting money for some organization, stock organization here in Australia, for poor families. The guy by Tzedakah, and he had a heart attack or whatever, and he died in England. And they didn't release his body for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They did not release his body for 2 weeks. Which is not, just recently. So the signs are still up there. It's very sad. The big suffering for the neshama, I think it says in the Zohar somewhere that if someone knew how much suffering is in the neshama when the body is not yet in the ground, he would have go to the graveyard, the gravesite, sit there until he dies, and then right away roll in. Just so they bury right away. Yeah. People are really, and you're shrine very much. You don't wait. Immediately. As soon as possible. I was at a funeral, the guy died 9 o'clock in the evening. By 2 was in the ground. Chip chop. My grandfather also was up in the Lachai's yahrzeit on Sunday.
And that's the whole reason so the soul doesn't suffer.
Yeah.
For my father-in-law, he died at 6:30, and they wanted to postpone. And for my wife's sister, they cremated her.
They what? They cremated her?
Yeah.
The Jews?
Yeah. And it's just like the reform and whatever. It's just you're so much avodah zarah.
And there was someone who's in the Yud Beis Chodesh of Avelos. Doesn't daven the days of his halal, he doesn't daven Musaf, he doesn't daven. Even Shachas of Rosh Chodesh, the Gros says he shouldn't daven. Yeah. Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah. That's what I mean. It doesn't happen. And Erev Yom Kippur, in places where they say long slichas, like the Sfardim, they say long slichas and other people, then he goes to the
Sorry.
Okay. So then also you go to the Davin in the Shul in Avel. Yeah? And you can even be the Chazan, The Rama says that they should be careful who's the chazan. It should be someone. It's a, you bring all kinds of conditions. Someone who's greater in Torah and Tel Aviv, someone who's over 30 years old, someone who's married. But the last thing that he says, it really doesn't make it. It's important, all these things, yes. But the main thing is that people want him to be the chazan. If people, he has all the things that people don't like him, so it's not good. He says if he has someone who he doesn't like it in Tzibu, right, he shouldn't be the chazan. It's difficult, man. Al Pashut. Okay.
Even just one person from the Tzibur doesn't want him to like him or want him to
No, usually it's with the Gabbai. Usually who's the Gabbai? People decide. People, they vote the Gabbai. He's the Gabbai. The Gabbai decides. Gabbai, they decide who to be. If one person doesn't want, he goes to have a different shul. You can't prevent it. Usually in most shuls is a Chazan Kavua. I was happy. So. Okay. If you see the Machlokes, Better not to be involved with one.
Well, most locusts on the shore is just really
not so even
nasty.
Some lady called me from Canada. I don't know where she got my number from. So maybe 2 years ago. I don't know from Toronto. I don't know from where. Somewhere in Canada. She told me that she lives there with her husband and two children. And she wants only Rav Aush. She wants to hear advice only from Rav Aush. She asked me. She said that there's a big machlokes in the community over there, big. And there's all kinds of horrible things happening. It's very quiet in machlokes. It's not outside. It's all under the like American way. You know, everything is under the
table.
Yeah, under the carpet. Very horrible. Much horrible. The president got cancer, and this got cancer, and this guy died, this guy had a car accident. Crazy. She asked me to ask Rav Aush what to do, and also if he has a connection. I asked Rav Aush, of course he has a connection. Machlokes, everyone loses, even if you're right. Even if you're right, you lose. Machlokes is the worst thing, it's a fire. Fire doesn't check if who's right or wrong. A fire burns. Pashut. Yeah. Okay. If someone is kavua, he's about tekiah kavua or whatever. Yeah, he blows a shofar. He's a chazan. You don't remove him. Okay. You don't remove him. He's sick. Fine. Someone else could be. But then when he gets better, he goes back. Okay. It says here, mi shabad erkaot shel goyim. Someone who goes instead of going to Beis Din. He decides to take someone to court in the Beit Mishpat here in Medinat Israel or in America or anywhere else in the world, which is not according to Jewish law. And Raoui liyot shliach tzibur b'Rosh Hashanah Kippur. He's not fit to be shliach tzibur on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Ela imken asa tshuva. Even though he did tshuva. Unless he does tshuva. If he does tshuva, he could be the chazan. If a person sees it as a machlokes, if he will be the chazan, he'll be machlokes. Even though he's more righteous and everything, he sees that people want to. If this guy will be able to be calmer, let the other guy be. Why? Because machlokes, as we said, is the worst thing. Yeah. Why 30 years old? The Rambam said he should be over 30 years old, 30 and up. So that's when the Levim start working based on Midrash when they're 30 years old. So it's like a Levi. Okay. Also, when you're 30 years old, I don't know, but not yet. It says that your heart is more broken.
Okay, fine. Hopefully you have more children.
Should be married. Why should you be married? It says in the Mishnah, what do you do to Kohen Gadol? Similar to Kohen Gadol, Shayu Mechinim lo Yisha Acheret. Prepare for him another wife also. And also, Shayu lo Yisha lo Shomo Min Acheret, to protect him from the sin. Should have been on brief. Or Pashut, Yim Yizdamen lo Shnayim. אחד שהוא בן תורה לירחד ואין לו אלא פרטים. השני הוא איש פשוט ונשוי לבן 30 בתורה כדי... Now, if you have two people, a guy, he's 20 years old, but he's a yeshiva bachur, sits and learns, and he's a serious bachur and everything, right? But he's not 30, and he doesn't have a long beard, and nothing. He doesn't have children, so he doesn't have other conditions. But he's a ben Torah, and there's another guy, who is this time? Barabbas Pashut. He learns an hour a day, some stuff, whatever. Very good. Now, he's not a Ben Torah, and I guess he still learns all day. But he's married over 30. So the Ben Torah, even though he's not married and he's not over 30, he comes first. The Ben Torah comes first. Okay.
Is it nice?
Okay. There's a minhag. I learned in the yeshiva like this. The one who's a chazan for slichas should be chazan also in Maariv before and shachris and mincha afterwards. There's a minhag like this. Okay. So Some say that the bar before is not shy or something. It is. Said minagim. So now we're in Seif.
This is just for the Rosh Hashanah services, or your
not talking about
in general.
What all that we said here?
Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and Slichot. What it's called in American knees, the high holidays. Yom Neiraim.
Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah Kodesh. So Seif Beis. Noagim v'itanot erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a minhag to fast on erev Rosh Hashanah. So I said already yesterday that our minhag in Brest at least we fast half a day, not all day. We'll see in a second. On erev Rosh Hashanah, there's only one day on erev Rosh Hashanah, the last day of the year. Okay.
But here it says the minhag to fast all day.
What? It says Erev Rosh Hashanah is a minhag to fast. We'll see in a second what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay. And also, we said yesterday, the Ramah brings down over here, that the minhag is that people fast, there are people fast, all ten days before Yom Kippur, including Yom Kippur. So we said you're missing a few days. You're missing
Shabbos.
You're missing Erev Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to fast. You're missing 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which you're not allowed to fast. You're missing 4 days. What are you going to do with these 4 days? So you add these 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So all these fasts, all these 10 days that we're talking about, including Erev Rosh Hashanah, okay? You don't have to fast all day. Okay? You don't read Vayechal. Okay? Rather, what do? You fast half a day. Okay? Until after Chatzos. After Chatzos, you go eat. Only Tzom Gedalia we fast the whole day. This year it comes out on a Sunday. It's called out on Shabbos, but Shabbos you don't fast on Sunday.
So it's moved to Sunday.
Yeah. And Yom Kippur we're going to fast. Yom Kippur is on Shabbos this year. Okay.
But the idea of fasting is also to do tshuva at the same time.
Yeah, that's why we fast the half a day. Okay. But if there's a bris on Im Chal Brit Mila Be'er Rosh Hashanah, if there's a bris on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Yecholim Lechol. Okay, then you could eat. You could also eat in the morning before davening, before when it's still night. You get up, you want to have a coffee, you want to have a cake. Besedel, fine, then go down and sleep.
And Uman. What was one of his fast days? One of his 10 days he wants to fast.
It's in the, during the day. From the morning
to
the chatzos.
After night, he starts to fast.
Okay. So that's in the Mishnah Berurah, what we just learned. It says, we said that the minhag is to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So it says here, "Uviyom Aleph v'Slichot nagu rov ha'kahal l'itanot." They had a minhag that on the first day of Slichos, most of the congregation fasts. I never saw this minhag in our places. In the time of Chafetz Chaim, they probably did have it. Not here in Eretz Yisrael. So if there's a bris, not that if you were at the place where there was the bris, then you're allowed to eat then. No. If you are at the bris, that the seudah's a bris, and the Baal HaSimcha wants you to be there, yeah, he's inviting, right, you know the person, then you can eat. Okay. Okay. You don't have to eat either. I remember Frank Zatzal, the Moyo, who did it fun. And 9 days, if there was a bris, we know that the Yolanda, it's this mystery, Yolanda have the play shakes. So I saw him once at a bris. So someone asked him, Ahab, you want schnitzel? He says, no. He says, why? You're allowed to. He says, you're allowed to, doesn't mean you have to. So the father of the baby, and the Moyo and the Sanduk, they have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Rosh Hashanah, if there's a bris. But other people, they're allowed to eat. They don't have to if they don't want to. They want to do the seriousness now of doing tshuva. They go to the Tzion and Uman, and they're doing tshuva and this and that. So, they don't have to. So, הלכה ג' אין נופלים על פניהם בערב ראש השנה בתפילה אף על פי שנופלים על פניהם באשמורת בסליחות ואין תוקים בערב ראש השנה. אני רואה ראש השנה שכונה עושה we don't have נפילת אפיים and שחיס ערב ראש השנה. Yeah, we don't go down on a feast. Tachanu. But we do fall on slichas before. Meaning, right before davening, the end of slichas. Right, long, long slichas. From 2 o'clock in the morning until, I don't know, 4 or something. 2 hours slichas. The seder, at the end, is tachanu, and you do pre-eda. But in the davening, no. Okay? Another thing. En tokim erev Rosh Hashanah. Rama adds, we don't blow the shofar on erev Rosh Hashanah. We know that we blow the shofar from tomorrow. The whole Elul, no, besides the last day. Mishavur will say why. Mishavur says, why don't we fall on our faces? Why don't we feel us a fine on Erev Rosh Hashanah? Because it's Erev Yom Tov, and on Erev Yom Tov, you don't fall on your face. Any Erev Yom Tov, you don't. Erev Pesach, Erev Sukkot, Erev Sukkot, of course not. Even if the slichas ended when it's already day out, you still do fall on your face and the slichas. But in the davening, no. En tokim. Okay. Why don't we blow the shofar? The Ramas says we do not blow the shofar. And Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Says the Mishavua. Nafsik ben tkiyot d'reshut tkiyot d'chova. In order to make a distinction between tkiyas, the blowing, which are permissible, the reshus, you don't have to hear them, and the whole elul. And the cues which are obligatory, which are for Rosh Hashanah. Even when Rosh Hashanah is on a Shabbos Sunday, a lot of times it's Shabbos Sunday, and then we don't blow on Shabbos, even though we don't blow in most places on Shabbos. You know where we do blow on Shabbos? So some people want to say that also if you're near the Beit HaMikdash, usually you don't blow. There's 1 minute, I think, that does blow over there. 1 minute. Then you'll have to blow. Same way you take a lulav and everything if you have a chance. Okay. Yeah. Now, if someone wants to, he's going to be the shofar blower, he's going to be the shofar blower for the Baal Tokia. For Rosh Hashanah, he wants to practice, then he's allowed to practice on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but he should do it in a closed room, you know, not in public, down in the middle of the street.
And then also with the Erev Rosh Hashanah to confuse the Satan.
Yeah, he has that also right here. Yeah. Also confuse the Satan, right, on Erev Rosh Hashanah.
But you would assume he'd be using a calendar.
With the Satan? We do one more halacha, but it's the end of the tough prayer. Halacha adalet, mechabsim u'mistaprim erev Hashanah. We wash our clothing and we take a haircut on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Rama, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama adds, yesh noagim litbol erev Rosh Hashanah mishum keri. Some people are noag to go to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah because of keri. Said the rest of the Hasidim go to the mikvah every day. Yeah, a lot of people go to mikveh every day, not only because of Hasidim. It's not only Hasidim. In this generation, mikvehs are so neat and clean and fine. It's probably cheaper if you take a shower than mikveh at home. Okay? And some people go to Bet Kevaot, to Daven over there, and they give tzedakah to the Anim. We go to a very specific cemetery in Uman. Albania is there, there's another 30,000 Jews which were murdered over there. That's something I go to, I don't know, in the past 9 years. So the Mishavur says, why do we dress so neat on Erev Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, why do we take a haircut? You know why? Le'arot shanu betuchim v'chazdoi var, to show that we are sure that Hashem, with His kindness, will do a tzedek with us. We'll take our judgment to good. It'll be good. Mikol makom lo yilbash b'Rosh Hashanah b'gdil yikma v'meshi g'shal yom tov. You shouldn't wear regular clothing like you wear on every other chag. Rather, he should write, he should wear bgadim levanim na'im, nice white clothing. It's a minhag. A lot of people, they wear the kittel on Osman Rosh Hashanah, not everyone. In the Litvish world, I saw only the Chazan wears the kittel. The Chassidish world, I think everyone wears the kittel on Rosh Hashanah. He says here also, the Magen Avraham says, even if you don't wear white clothing, al kol panim, ilbash chashuvim kol kach. Lo ilbash, sorry, kol panim, lo ilbash chashuvim kol kach. You should wear less nice, less than every other yom tov. So the minhag is to go to the mikvah, we said. Mishul Bor says, v'im eno yachol bo mishul tzina, if you can't go to the mikvah because it's cold out. Today, again, there's no problem like that. First of all, in El Tzar at least it's not cold, in Uman it could be cold, but the mikvahs are warm. At least he should pour on his body 9 kabin of water. When do you go to the mikvah? After Chatzos. The Zohar says you go after Chatzos, also Erev Shabbos is better to go after Chatzos. Also, you have to go after Chatzos. Why? And the light of the Yom, the light of Shabbos shines on the person. After Chatzos. The Achronim say that it's correct to prevent from Shimush Shamesh Mitasai to the person who should be with his wife the 2 nights of Rosh Hashanah, unless it's a mikvah night. If it's a mikvah night, he has no choice. Okay? And then, of course, he should go to the mikvah again in the morning before davening. Okay? But if a person sees that the Yetzer Hara is working with him, causing him problems, then, of course, he should be with his wife. Why should you go Bet Kvarot? Oh, all the Litvish people should hear that. Any Litvish here? No, no one's here. Fine. Afterwards, you could put it in Hayalat Kacha. Bet Kvarot u'mekom eluchad ha-tzadikim. A cemetery is a place of the resting of the tzadikim. And the tefillah is received over there more. What is this? No, it's halacha. It's mishtabura. Okay, fine. But it's not that he's asking from the dead. He's asking from Hashem to have mercy on him. Bizchut the tzaddikim, which are here in the Afar. This is the machlokes between the Achronim. Some Achronim say, no, you go to the tzaddik. And then, well, it's different tzaddik is here. Tzaddik. We go to the Rav, you say, Bizchut the Rav, Hashem should give me. No, you ask the Rav for a bracha. Obviously, you know the Rav is not the one who's giving you, has the power. Just the Rav is the Tzinol, he's a pure vessel. And the Rav also tells us that. You go to Uman, you talk with the Rebbe. The Rebbe's alive, the Rebbe's there. And obviously, you know, everyone knows that the Rebbe's not Hashem. There's Hashem in the world. But you could talk with the Tzaddikim. Even when they're not around anymore. You could talk, verbalize, talk. Abeinu, I know you're here, I know you're listening to me. You do vidui? Yeah. You do vidui in front of the Tzaddikim. Do tshuva to Hashem. You do video to the tzaddik, tell the tzaddik what you did wrong, and then you go and you do, and in the tshuva, you return to Hashem. That's what Rabbeinu teaches us. And you give tzedakah.
So it's here, you talk to Rabbeinu, that's why it was possible to return his path to do tshuva with Hashem.
Yeah. You do video to the tzaddik.
You do the video
to the tzaddik. And you do tshuva to Hashem. You return to Hashem.